神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
Happy to be with you.
很高兴再跟您在一起。
Today our subject is going to be on leadership.
今天我们的主题要谈领导的特质。
Now some people have some traits of leadership really at birth.
有些人呢，他们的那种领导能力呢，是与生俱来的。
It seems like from a little child they can command.
好像从小就可以做一个命令者。
But it takes more than that to be a leader.
但是除了这样子之外呢，天生的能力之外呢，还要比这个更有一些啊，其他的事情要做。
And we want to go into the characteristics of a good leader.
我们要把一些好的这种领导特质稍微分享。
Now, a good leader is not a dictator.
一个好的领导不是一个专制者。
A good leader is able to take their vision or whatever they have to do,And be able to give it to others and make them want to follow you.
一个好的领导是一个能够把自己的意向、理想传递给别人，然后让别人来跟随他的人。
In the Christian teaching by Jesus Christ, he said that a leader really is a servant.
基督徒借着耶稣基督的教导，他告诉我们，一个领导人物事实上是一个仆人。
In other words, we work for the good of the whole, all of it, all of them.
意思呢是说呢，我们是要做一个好的，而且呢是为整体着想的人。
And a good leader has very special qualities.
一个好的领导，他有很好的特质。
Now, not every person that is a boss or the head of a department is a true leader.
并不是每一个部门的这种工作的老板或者是领导人物呢都是真的有领导能力。
But I'm sure that if you have any leadership tendencies or any leadership desires, you would want to be the very best that you can.
但是我相信每一个人如果你有这种工作你需要做一个领导的话你都希望你自己成为一个最好的领导人。
Now, one of the first characteristics is very important.
首先,第一个好的领导人物的特质很重要。
We must be like a rock.
那首先呢,你必须像一个磐石一样。
You say, what do you mean by that?
什么叫做像磐石一样呢?
We must be a person that people can depend on.
那意思是说呢,是可以被信赖的。
Very honest and trustworthy.
非常诚实而且可以被信任
One that those that follow you know that they really trust you
那些愿意跟你的人呢知道说你是可以信任值得信任的
So many people today try to do things that are not honest that are not right and people do not really trust them
有很多人不诚实或者是呢用不对的方法来做以至于呢引起别人不能信任他
As a Christian, this is one of the foundational truths that Christ tries to get through to our heart, is that we must be dependable, we must be truthworthy, and we must be honest as people.
在基督的教导里面，对于基督徒的这样的一个教导呢，让我们要成为一个可以被信任、诚信的人。
So can I ask you the very first thing?Are you a person like that?
所以首先我问你第一个问题就是你是不是这样子的人呢?
You can be.
你可以成为这样的人。
You can begin to develop within you that dependability that whatever you say, you mean.
那你可以开始这样子来建立自己不管你说什么你就要去做。
And what you say is honest.
你所说的一定是诚实的。
And what you say and do is very trustworthy to other people.
你所说所做的是可以被人家信任的。
Another one of the characteristics is you have to have a personality, or maybe I should say a spirit that has attractiveness to it.
另外一个我要讲的是一个领导人你需要有一种可以吸引人的一种特质。
That when people first meet you, there's something that appeals and something that attracts them to you.
当别人跟你见面的时候，一开始就有在你的这种表现方面呢，就吸引他们。
This means that you have to learn how to be kind.
那首先你就要学习怎么样做一个恩慈的人。
To care about the other person.
关心别人。
To let them see that there's something in you that really, really cares and wants to see the benefit for them.
让别人感觉到你真的是关怀对方，而且呢，希望对方得到好处。
Another characteristic of a leader is commitment.
另外一个，第三个就是委身。
A lot of people dream.
很多人做梦。
And they fantasize that they want to do this or they want to do that.
他们梦想做这个，梦想做那个。
But you see, commitment separates the dreamers from those who are the doers.
有没有委身执着就会造成两个不同的结果。如果你有委身的话，你就是一个实践者。如果没有委身的话，就是一个梦想者。
When you make a commitment, it means that you are going to see it all the way through.
如果你委身了，那意思是说呢，你一定要从头做到尾。
Also, you're going to have to learn how to communicate.
在接下来，你要学习怎么样能够沟通。
You're going to have to be able to get your thoughts and your ideas and what you want to get across. You're going to have to put them in words that are clear enough for the other person to understand and grasp them and be able to do them.
好的，好的，这种领导者呢，要懂得怎么样把自己的理想很清晰的，而且把它转成话语的沟通，然后能够传递给这些下面要去做的人。
Now, a lot of people want to be a leader.
很多人喜欢做领导。
But some of them are not capable.
但是却有人是没有能力的。
They're really not competent.
因为他们实在是没有办法成就这样的事。
You see, we have some that can do a lot of talking.
很多人呢，可以讲大话。
But they're just air. There are no substance to them.
可是呢，讲的就像在放空气一样，根本就没有办法实现。
But if you are capable of doing it,then others will follow you.
如果你有能力说了能够做的话，别人就会跟随你。
Not just a big talker, but one that is capable and competent to do what he asks those who are working with him.
不是说大话，而是呢能够让别人跟你一起来实现你所说的话。
Now, as a leader, you must have discernment. You must be able to see things clearly.
一个领导者呢，需要很清晰的来透彻的看事情。
As you look at something, at a problem or a situation or what you want to do, you should be able to see it very clearly and be able to put it in the steps that you will give to others.
当你看到问题麻烦的时候，你要把它很清晰的看过分析过，然后呢，一步一步的来引导别人进行。
Now, a true leader is not fearful.
一个真正的领导人是勇敢的，不害怕的。
Actually, they're courageous.
他们是一个很勇敢、很大胆的人。
They're willing to step out to do something and bring others with them.
他们愿意踏出去，也带着别人跟他一起踏进去。
So if you are one of the faint heart, don't try to be a leader.
如果你是那个很胆小的人的话，不要当领导。
You must be a person that's really generous.
第八个，一个领导人物也是一个可以给予的人。
You know, it's been said that a candle loses nothing when it lights another candle.
有话这样说，当一支蜡烛它点燃的时候，它并没有失去，因为它照亮了别人。
That means that when you can reach out and touch your workers, touch those you are leading, and let them see that you're not stingy and tight,but willing to give so that they can understand the love that you have.
这个意思是说一个领导要很慷慨的很仁慈的懂得要怎么样来给予分享给那跟你一起做的人。
I have a friend that's a vice president of a company.
那我有一个公司的一个副厂长。
And every day at break time, he sends out to buy something for them to eat.
每一天在大家休息的时候他总是会派人出去买一些小点心回来给他们工人吃。
Some of you might say, well, that's too expensive.
或许你说这样太花费太大了吧。
But he doesn't have to worry about his workers.
但是呢他却不用去担心他的工人。
They're loyal.
他们非常的忠诚。
They work hard.
他们会很努力的工作。
They stay with him.
他们会留下来。
There's a good unity between them.
在当中呢他们有个很好很和谐的关系。
So you see, the little that he has given away, he has gained much more.
他不是失去而是呢他得着了。
You know, it's difficult working with the boss, a leader that is so tight about everything that he watches everything.
如果你帮一个人做这个老板呢是一个很小心眼然后呢到处都在看着你的话这样的话你一定不喜欢。
That's why some businesses, some of the organizations never grow because they do not have men who know how to be generous and to be faithful to their workers.
如果一个人一个领导人物很小气小心眼的话这样的话他的事务他的事业可能没有办法成长因为呢他们不懂得怎么样来分享给予。
I know a young man that immediately when he gets into a job, he wants to be boss and have workers under him.
我认识一个年轻人呢当他进入一个工作的时候他很就一下就想要做一个老板一个上面的人。
He's never succeeded.
那从来没有成功过。
In fact, he can hardly keep a job.
那事实上呢他连工作都保不住。
It's because he has no initiative.
因为他本身呢没有那种野心。
That means a drive, an ambition, an enterprise to do something.
那就是说呢他要有一种理想来驱使自己然后真的是投入去做。
You'll really never get far without that.
你如果没有这个的话你是没有办法再走更远的。
Because sometimes when things get very, very hard, that drive must keep pushing and pushing to keep it going.
因为有时候情况会很难这个时候呢你这种野心或理想或者是驱使力呢会让你继续的前进。
You must learn to be a good listener.
一个好的领导第十点要成为一个好的倾听者。
You know what a good listener is.
你知道什么叫做一个会听的人吗？
A good listener gets to the heart by using your ears.
一个真的会听好的倾听者是用他的耳朵来触动别人的心。
In other words, when I use my ears to listen to you, and you feel that I'm really listening and really caring,I get to your heart.
意思是说当我很用心的在听你讲话的时候对方有感觉是你很关心你很专心就这样子你就感动触动他的心。
A good listener is not one that's doing something else when someone is trying to talk to them.
一个好的倾听者呢当别人告诉你事情的时候你不是一个一面在做别的事情的人。
A good listener is one that gets eye contact with the one who's speaking to them.
一个好的倾听者是当别人对你说话的时候，你的眼睛盯着他看。
And then listens attentively to what they're saying.
好好的注意听到底对方要说什么。
And then that person feels that you care about what they're saying.
这样对方就会知道说你很关心、很专注的在听他说的话。
You've been around those that when you've been trying to talk with them, you were well aware that they were not really listening to you.
你一定有这种经验，有一些人你在讲，他们根本就没有专心在听。
Cultivate in your life the ability to stop, to look at them, to concentrate on what they're saying, and then you will see that that person really knows that you care and will themselves go along and follow you.
你试着训练自己很专心的听对方把什么都停下来听对方跟你讲这样的话对方会知道你是专注你是关心的他会跟随你。
A good leader is teachable.
一个好的领导者是受教的人可以被教的人。
Now, I didn't say that they are teaching, I said that they themselves can be taught.
我的意思是说他们啊，不是说呢他是一个教导的人，而是他是一个可以被教导的人。
It's a wise leader that keeps learning, keeps learning, keeps up to date with whatever they're doing.
聪明的领导人物呢，他们要继续的学，不断的成长，到今天，到现时代，到底他们需要更多的成长是什么？
Don't get yourself into a hole where it's just like a rut. You do the thing, same thing over and over, never trying to advance or help yourself to do it in a better way.
不要到一个地步，你让自己就好像在一个坑里面，怎么做，怎么绕，都是这样子，从来不变。
Many times a leader feels that no one can teach them anything.
很多领导人物认为他不需要别人教他什么。
But this is very sad.
那这样是不好的事情。
There's something about knowing a leader who you can tell them what you have to say, you can share with them your ideas, and they look at them and examine them, and many times they might even take one of your suggestions.
一个好的领导人物是可以接受别人的建议，然后偶尔会有一些好的意见，他是可以采纳的。
It makes the one who is following the leader feel that they have worth and that they're worthwhile.
那些愿意跟随领导者的人呢，他们就是被领导者肯定，觉得他们有价值，而且呢，也觉得领导者值得他们跟随的人。
One of the great characteristics of a good leader is being a problem solver.
一个好的领导者，一个很大的、很重要的特质就是问题的解决能力。
I worked with a man one time that hardly could ever solve problems.
有一次我在一个人的下面工作，这个老板呢，很少能够解决问题。
They would sort of be pushed under the rug.
而呢，把他呢割下来，把他啊推到旁边去。
And then they would make bigger problems.
然后呢，不但没有解决，而且呢，制造了更大的问题。
But a good leader can look at a problem. He can sort out.He can put down what is his resources and what is his options, and then make a decision.
好的领导，他可以看到问题，然后用他的资源来解决，找出更好的路来走。
When as a worker or as a follower, you have someone that can make decisions and that can solve problems, it gives a sense of security.To your work, your workers, and what you're doing.
当一个人有问题的时候呢，他能够判断，能够解决，愿意面对的时候，无形中给他的雇员有一种安全感，而且给他们有信任的这样的一个感觉。
Our life is filled with relationships.
我们的人生是充满着人跟人的关系的。
And as a leader, this is one of the important characteristics that you must develop.
接下去，一个领导人一定要建立这样子的一个特质。
You must learn to get along with people.
你要学习跟人家可以和好，可以在一起，可以很随和。
Because as a leader, you must get something done.
你因为为了要让你的工作可以有成果
And there is nothing like unity among the workers that gets things really done.
没有什么比这种工作人员之间的和谐、合作或者是合一更能够让事情有成效的。
Good relationships means that you make an understanding between you and the other person.
跟人家处得好的意思是说呢，你对人有了解能力，然后跟他有和谐的关系。
Now, I'm not talking about friendships.
我讲的不是一定要有友谊。
For sometimes in our jobs, it is not particularly the friends that we're dealing with.
因为在工作中你不见得是交朋友。
But it's making people feel like they're worthwhile.
但是是让别人觉得他是有价值的。
Being able to know how to be kind.
要懂得怎么样表示你的恩慈。
Showing understanding.
然后了解别人，理解别人。
Not trying to be the big boss.
不要成为一个大老板。
But being one who the employee or whoever it is you're working with senses that you care.
要让下面的雇员或者是不管是哪些人呢，都让他们觉得说你是有关心他们的人的。
Actually, a simple good morning to your followers means something to many of them.
有时候很简单的问候，比如说早安、早上好呢，就会给对方带来很大的那种很好的感受。
There are those who try to lead groups and who are bosses in factories and other places that hardly even speaks to those that they work with.
有时候有一些工厂或者是工作上的老板呢，他们很少很难去跟他们的下面的人说一声啊问候的话。
You will get more out of those that work with you and follow you if you have a good relationship with them.
如果你能够保持好的那种人际关系，你会有更好的工作成效。
Now, I understand that maybe some of you work in very large employee areas and factories and such as that, but at least those that are under you, that you work with, you should show them the kindness of a good relationship.
当然，有时候你工作的范围很大，你的雇员太多，你没有机会跟他们问候，但是呢，至少在你下面的这个阶层的话，你要建立好的关系。
Sometimes we don't think about this.But we have to be, as a leader, self-disciplined.
有时候我们没有想到这个很重要，但是呢，一个领导，好的领导要有自制、自理、自己管理的能力。
The Bible expresses this.
圣经这样子告诉我们
that if you don't know how to control and lead yourself,
如果你不能来控制你自己的话
you can never truly lead others.
那你就没有办法来领导别人。
Some have habits that ought to get rid of some habits.
有一些不好的习惯你就应该要去掉弃绝。
Maybe there are some things that you overindulge yourself in that you shouldn't.
有一些你做得太过分了意愿太过分了你也要停止。
If you expect those that follow you to be on time, then you should be on time.
如果你期待你的雇员能够准时的话你自己就要准时。
If you expect something very hard out of your workers, discipline yourself,to be able to do the same thing.
如果你期待你的雇员们要做得很好的话，理想很高的话，你自己就要先做到这个理想。
Self-discipline is a wonderful attribute.
自我的节制、自我的控制、自我管理是很重要、很好的一个特质。
Then I think we can see that being responsible.
接下来就是第十五点，就是说呢，我们要有负责任的能力。
You are the one who must carry the load.
你就是那一位要担负责任的人。
And you're the one that must know how to show others by example.
那你要懂得怎么样啊，在负责任上做别人的榜样。
We talked about that in the very beginning when we talked about being like a rock.
那一开始我说呢，一个领导是一块很大的磐石。
But then we said about being dependable.
然后我们说那就是可以被信任。
But being responsible...means that you are the one that no matter what happens, it comes back to you. So you must be the responsible person to see that it gets done.
那同样的，我当我讲到负责任的时候，就是说呢，不管情况怎么样，你就是那个要担起责任，然后让事情可以进行的人。
To really get ahead, as I said before, we must learn to put others first.
我已经讲过要做一个头，事实上是要让别人在前面。
Now, this is not a popular thought.
这种想法可能呢，不是一般的想法。
But you see, we want our leadership to really mean something.
但是你希望你的领导的这样的一个特质呢，可以真的有所表现。
When you have a group that you are leading,
比如说你在领导一群人。
Maybe you have a project that you're doing.
或许你正在计划一个工作。
Maybe it's in a factory and you have workers under you.
比如说呢，你在一个工厂里面，下面有一些雇员。
You know that you have a quota of what you must get out and what must be done.
那你知道你有一个工作的目标，一定要把它完成。
So you've been able to get this across to your workers. You've been the kind of person that they respect and they want to work for.
如果你是那个别人所尊重、尊敬的信赖的这样的一个领导人的话，那么他们愿意跟你工作。
But you see, you have a person, not just people, but persons that you are dealing with.
那你要知道，你所做的不是只有面对工作，而且呢，你要面对的是人。
Is the only thing you want is to get something out of them?
那难道你要做的只是要让那些人能够帮你效力而已吗？
That's not good enough.
这样子不够。
That's what the world and the materialistic thinking is.
那是物质主义的想法。
But you have the capability of shaping and molding a person.
你也有那种能力，除了要他们做之外呢，也在建造他们。
You have the ability to make their life either happy or very, very unhappy.
一个领导人也有能力可以让对方或是很快乐，或者是呢不快乐。
You have the ability that you're there to be able to help them even in some of their problems of their own life.
有时候呢，你是那一位甚至可以帮助他们自己的个别的那种困难的人。
It really is a wonderful thing to know that you can help the whole person.
所以如果你是那一个可以帮助一个全人的人的话，那就是很好的。
Get a greater aim in life than just making money.
不要把你的人生的这种目标只有放在赚钱上面。
Get a greater desire than just to accumulate material things.
把你的理想，把你的自己的意愿呢，放远，放大一点，不要只是在收集，在存钱。
As a leader, you can make a difference in your little part of the world.
身为一个领导人物，在你小小的这样的一个范围世界里面呢，你可以改变它。
This is actually what the Word of God teaches us.
这个是神的话这样教导的。
That to be a leader and have the qualities of a leader, we then owe others a great deal.
一个真正有领导品质、好的品质的人，事实上，我们是亏欠人，我们是要分享给人的。
The more we have, the more is demanded of us.
因为你拥有越多，也要被期待，被分享越多。
To have these excellent characteristics.And to work on them in your life, and to be able to touch people with them is something very beautiful.
如果你有这些特质，然后可以用这些特质来服务别人，来帮助别人，来建立别人的话，这样子的结果是很美的。
But we keep in the back of our mind that I owe man to give them the very best I can for their good.
你就这样子想吧，你这样相信，因为我有很多，我亏欠对方，所以我要把我最好的给对方。
This is actually what the Word of God teaches us.
这个是神的话这样的教导。
It's the fundamentals of His Word.
很基本神的自己的意思。
We are to love our neighbor as ourself.
他说我们要爱人如己。
We are to touch those that we touch. We are to touch them with something that will last.
我们如果要建立别人的话，我们要有那种建立别人那种永恒的价值。
Oh, you say that's just ideal. You can't do that.
或许你说那个都是理想而已，空想而已，根本做不到。
I guarantee you.
我跟你保证。
That if you take that as your philosophy,
如果你把这样当作是你的一个信念的话，
you may become one of the greatest leaders in your area.
在你的工作上面会成为一个很好的、非常优秀的领导。
A person that shows that you care, others will care for you.
如果你关怀别人，别人也关怀你。
And so, if you will determine that in your life it's more than just being boss.It's leading men into what is good and right for them.
如果你确定你这样的想法去做，你不是只有当一个老板，而是你要引导他们做对，做得好。
We had a wonderful leader in Jesus Christ.
耶稣是我们最好的领导。
And I follow him.
我跟随他。祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛州传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。